The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Friday, July 31st. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for today. The numbers to call today are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And of course, if you're calling from the Family Islands, the number is 242-300-5720. The text line powered by BTC is 422-GR96. That is 422-4796. Today is an open line Friday. However, I'm concentrating on BPL. I'm not sure if you know, but I'm telling you that I know outside hot. Not no ordinary hot, no. I talking about it so hot that the devil's sweating in his armpit stink. It hot. I'm saying it is so hot outside that I left Fox Hill brown skin and I reached Guardian and I blew black. That is how hot it is that I am unloose my buttons in to take advantage of Guardian Radio's air condition. That is so hot it is. And in the air condition, I am sweating. Not no ordinary sweat. That type of sweat that is soak up your clothes, that is make your clothes run away from you. Just my white t-shirt is drenched type of sweat. I have air-conditioned home. Well, since I have air-conditioned home, because the light is turned off. The light turned off last night. And I sweat. I work overnight, so last night I tried to cuddle with my wife, and my wife pushed me away. She pushed me away to the far end and say, "Husband, I is hot." I said, "I is hot too. That's why I was trying to snuggle." But she said, "No, there'll be no snuggling with BPL having no light. It hot. I is hot." And I see they're making all kinds of excuses saying, it's growing pains. I am in pain. So this growing pain that BPL is going through, I ain't happy with. Because it's hot. Not no ordinary hot. I talk about getting up 2 o'clock in the morning to go get water and realize that the fridge has been off for 3, 4, 5 hours. That for this summer alone, I have changed or had my fridge do whatever the fridge man has come and do whatever motor, some kind of compressor work, at least twice for the year. That's how hot it is. Then now I have equipment burning out. Even though I have surge protectors, the wife sent me some kind of foreign surge protector I need to buy to put inside the what do you call that place where you have all the fuse boxes? And I looking at her and say, I gotta put this in. That's how hot it is. It's so hot that I see in for the international reviews. Let me tell you what the tourists are writing about the Bahamas. Besides it always being, say, we're a developing nation. We can't have consistent electricity. I had a cousin who checked in yesterday and said, "Oh, we see that your lights be turning off every day." And I said, "But how do you know about that? And you just checked in." Why? Because light gone off last night at her hotel. This Facebook post was posted in something called Atlantis Paradise Island Bahamas Info Reviews and Discussion. They have a whole review about Atlantis Paradise Island, a whole group where foreign people is just going, just write with how they feel. Good things, bad things, the other, right? And this lady, Jillian Wojcik, W-O-J-C-I-K. I think she have too much letters in her name. Wojcik. That's her name, Jillian Wojcik. She wrote, "We woke up at 3 a.m. to no power. It got real quiet with no air conditioning humming. No Wi-Fi, no room phone, no water pumps to the West Tower. Meant no showers or toilet flushing this morning. Of course, we had to leave at 4:30 a.m. for the airport. We hauled 6 suitcases down 18 flights of stairs in the dark. It was terrible. No backup generators anywhere. Pitched black, not safe, especially for littles or handicapped. They had to set out some green glow sticks in the main hallway in the Royal to get to lobby. We'll send me the bill. Peace out. Before all this, though, we had a great time. Just seems they lack emergency preparedness. I feel bad for those arriving today for check-in and the water park. That's what's she name again? Jillian Wojcik wrote that about her stay, her last day, final stay at the hotel on Paradise Island there. I felt sorry for her. I mean, I've seen that happen before. Where because of the preponderance of electricity going out and they're using the generator more than usual, the generator process is being abused, and then the things don't work properly, and that it then start impacting guests. I've been working in hotels where the light being off for 7 minutes. I'm not sure if you understand what 7 minutes is in darkness in a big hotel. I've seen it happen repeatedly in hotels, plural, where I've worked. I've seen when guests are stuck in the newspaper. In the elevator. I've seen when the casino black. I've seen it. And I said these are what I said. I'm going to quote with the Prime Minister. These things happen inside the Bahamas. You come to the Bahamas expecting a third world experience. That's part of our charm. Can't judge us for the third world experience. No. Let's go developing nation. See, I don't like using third world. We have developing nation issues. Can't expect us to be all the time. Headline in The Guardian, no end in sight, power crisis worsens. The subheadline says, island-wide outage due to excessive heat, PM says. Island-wide outage due to excessive heat, PM says. That's The Guardian. The Tribune says, blackout. Transformer explosion and underground cable fault plunge New Providence into darkness. One would assume that it's only Nassau is going through this, but it's not only Nassau. It's almost like every flipping island in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas is having power outages. Grand Bahama, Abaco, Eleuthera are having power outages. Right? Let me read this. What are people saying? Say BPLC CEO warns more outages to come. What does that mean? Let me read the headline again. BPL CEO warns Bahamians more outages to come. Brace yourself. Say, expect to be sweltering in heat. It can be hot. They warn. They warn in Bahamians. They warn in tourists. They warn in businesses. More outages to come. Brace yourself. There's nothing they can do. Right? Then I read who's this person I'm talking about? Hold on, let me read that. I'm going to have to read this into the record, but I'm going to read the headline. No measurable economic impact from power outages identified, says central bank governor. You see, don't worry about all of that. There's no measurable economic impact from power outages identified, says the central bank governor. I'm not sure what he's trying to say to me, right? But I also have a response from a cousin of mine who do risk impact. That's his job. That's his specialty. How it impact businesses, countries, and stuff. He does risk impact. And he responded to the governor of the central bank who says no measurable impact from the power outages identified. Let me go read what he says. And you can call me right after that. Right after I read this, you can call me and say, what you think about this power outages? And give me some ideas on what we should be doing besides sleeping naked. My side of my bed is black. Black from the sweat I sweat out. What's the past in the sweat? Kermit, what's the past in the sweat? Sweat? The past tense of sweat, when you sweat so much. I sweated so much last night that the entire side of my bed is black. I have an imprint of my shape. It's the imprint of my shape on my side. You know where I slept. That's the east side right there. I sweated so much, Kermit. I sweated a lot, right? This is by Gamal Nuri. It says, I think the word measurable deserves some context. It all depends on what you are measuring and from whose perspective.
Okay.
From a national economic standpoint, the central bank may be correct that the recent power outages have not yet moved the needle on the country's key economic indicators. But from the perspective of businesses and ordinary Bahamians, there has certainly been an impact. Just yesterday, I had to replace an air conditioning unit that was damaged due to repeated power surges and irregular voltages fluctuation. When I arrived at the supplier, their power was also out. The showroom had become a sweatbox. Customers were waiting and their card payment system was offline. I had to leave, find an ATM, and return with cash just to complete the purchase. We also witnessed the disruption of LPIA, where arriving and departing passengers experienced delays, inconvenience, and frustration because of the power interruptions. These are not isolated inconveniences. They represent real costs. Equipment damage, loss in productivity, interrupted sales, reduced customers' confidence, travel disruption, and wasted time all have an economic value. Individually, they may not be sufficient to influence the GDP or other national indicators, but collectively, they affect the resilience and the efficiency of our economy. As someone who works in business continuity, organizational resilience, I often remind clients that not every impact is immediately visible on a balance sheet. The cumulative effect of repeated disruptions erodes productivity, increases operating costs, and forces businesses and individuals to spend money they otherwise would not have spent. So perhaps the better way to frame the discussion is this: there may be no measurable macroeconomic impact at this stage, but there is certainly a measurable operational and financial impact on businesses, households, and the public. Those impacts matter because they influence confidence, competitiveness, and our overall resilience. The real question is not whether there was an impact. The real question is who is measuring it. What are they measuring, and what standards are they using to define impact? That's a response by Gamal Nuri, whose business is business continuity, and he's responding to the governor of the central bank saying there's no measurable economic impact from the power outages identified, says the governor of the central bank. Some small business hurting, some Bahamians hurting. Who is to blame? What should we be doing? Mitigating. I was using that like using that word. We're going to call this right now. Mitigating things that we can do. We understand that some of these things we can't fix right now. The prime minister says growing pains. We got to get used to this. I think the president of Focal, who that was? I can look through my Facebook thing. But it was Frankie Wilson saying we may have to bite the bullet on these things. Right? It hot. And I'm not sure how your bright-skinned people dealing with it. But us black-skinned people who dark, he ain't dealing with it well. Go ahead, call him. Guardian Radio AM. You're live. Call you there.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How you doing, man?
Well, boy, 100% sure next year going to be the lowest birth rate in Bahamian history. Anywhere in this world, you go and try to cut it up with your wife last night.
People doing things outside. People doing things outside now. They outside doing things.
I believe that one. I believe you a liar, but buddy, that's scientifically impossible for you to cut it last night. Not in this heat. Let me tell you something. I put on deodorant at 6 o'clock this morning, 24-hour deodorant, Gillette. This thing toppled from 9:30.
I know about that.
Well, I have some clients to meet on drawings, right? We supposed to be talking about the drawings and their house plants. The conversation ain't drifted yet. We talking about what it is. Man, I'm about to take off my shirt and just wear my singlet and boxes.
It's so bad that we now have tourists talking about how much power outages and how long our power outages are happening in New Providence.
Well, this
is their conversation.
See, but the thing is, right, this is not an isolated situation that I know. Mm. See, the government is actually supposed to take care of the power company over the power and everything for the country, right? But we're just going to shoot almost every summer.
Mm-hmm.
Almost every summer, no matter which government it is, just like, okay, my thing is, right, just like you have an old car. You keep on fixing the old car, You know the car breaks down. Why we just don't suck it up and just break down the power station? Because ever that day, they ain't workers. They're doing a good job, but they're only doing the best job they could with what they're working with. They're working with garbage. Let's just build a whole new power plant. It can cost a lot of money, yeah, but guess what? At least we can resolve this situation. How long have we been going through this for? Over 30 years? Every summer, the same crop. No matter who come in, we're going to experience the same BS pertaining to electricity. I guarantee you that. And they're going to get worse. Because what happens is we have more people on the grid. More houses building. You know the children won't have on the central air. You already tell them to cut it on. But you know they have it on. You think you should have on the central air right now?
LNG's on its way.
Boy, stop talking foolishness, huh? I talk in sense right now. We in a serious problem right now. We don't need no LNG. We need to break down our power station, rebuild a new power station, and get on with our lives. Because this situation only get worse.
I appreciate you, Colin. Like Frankie Wilson said, we need to bite the bullet and change everything. Cancel everything. So we got to wait on that. We have another telephone call. People waiting to contribute. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller. Guy in Radio AM. I'm sorry. Caller, you there? Caller, you there? Kermit, what did I do wrong? They in there? Or are they gone? Caller, sorry about that. You're gone. Or you come back now, caller. Try and get him now, Kermit.
Mr. Nuri, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
Mr. Nuri, let me give you a suggestion. What I figured out. The Boy Scouts, they always be prepared. I have what they call a Mitsubishi minivan. You could lay down all the seats in it, and it become like an indoor truck with a roof. What I decided to do, you're paying fuel fees for three different fuels. Food fuels, electrical fuels, and car fuels. Now, if you're not using your home electrical fuel, fill your car up with fuel. So what I did, I went out into my car with two comforters, two nice, thick, comfortable comforters. I laid them down on the floor. I took three nice pillows out there with me. I turned on the car, gone inside, turned on the music in the car, closed the doors, and put on the air conditioning, and I went to sleep inside the car with the car running because it's nice and quiet, and the sun woke me up this morning. So I wasn't burning electricity in the house. I was saving electricity there, but I was burning electricity in the car, which means I still using electricity. I got to pay for it one way or the next, right? You understand what I say, Mr. Dory?
I understand.
Sleep in your car instead of you sleep on, sit on the porch crying with the heat and stay in your house with your children. Go in your car, burn your gas, and wait till the house come on. And be cool, because you can't beat it. I drove around the island twice in the blackout to make sure it was a blackout. When I passed by the Lake Glen West by the airport, I saw all the lights on the north side of the lake, them private subdivision and gated community, their lights was on. You know what they got? All the prime ministers, all three of them, four of them, they got solar and they got backup generator. We don't have no solar. We don't have no backup generator. But we pay them to be our servants. How come they got backup generator and solar and everything? And light up in the night while we crying. Why is the servant living better than the damn boss? Have a good day.
Don't be the clammy at me like that, Kermit. I have nothing to say. Don't laugh. Don't laugh, Kermit. Kermit, why are you laughing? What, you want me to say something now? Let's do this project. Let's drive around New Providence and the Family Island and find out how many of our MPs, our ministers, who have generators. Perhaps as the news reporters asked them about the electricity being out, as one of the questions, hey, do you have a generator at home? Let's get like a count, some kind of census to know who all have generators. Just include the senators too. Just include the members of parliament, the ministers, the senators, and the PS, the permanent secretaries. Yeah, let's include this. Let's do a census to find out who all have generators so I can know what I'm dealing with. Because it's hot. Let me read this. State of collapse. That's the headline. It is a state of collapse. Mitchell blames FNM for power woes. It's the FNM fault for the power woes that we're going through. In response, in today's newspaper, that's yesterday's newspaper, by the way. In today's newspaper, says Penta says PLP to blame for the chaos at BPL. There you have it. It's the members of parliament who's to blame. You see the chaos and power woes, and each political party is to blame. Let's go to the column. Guardian Radio AM. How you doing?
Yes, good morning, Mr. Newey.
Good morning.
I'm not in a fury, but we know Bahama Grid, what they did. So I said we need to take the lid as it concerns to the grid now. We are saying that it's progress. Remember a couple of weeks ago I said you don't want to see the rest, right? But this is the rest, the stress, more or less. And they're still saying God bless. Now, let's look at the economic fallout. Poor people, right, like Sparky was alluding to, right? Rotting, et cetera, the grocery stores, this store, that store. Mm. More people in Mount Kentucky, they can't go to work because some people have the electrical pumps. Just look at the human fallout, right? And they ball out. Now, Sparky said he passed, and so who all have generators? But, you know, I'm not going to play a hate on who have generators. I have a broke generator, a manual one. But, you know, I was supposed to get a bigger one, but it could do what it needs to do. So I could turn on the Wi-Fi, the phantom, et cetera, and the fridge, et cetera, you know, the basic necessities, right? But, you know, anyone could afford it, but this is what you have to do because we are putting trust in mayor men. And so how about hiring an independent electrical company with specialists to come and do an independent review of our electrical system and then give us the truth? Because we're not getting the truth. Some callers call and see, I know the truth. Mr. Mitchell's statement is pointed at the ignorant people who don't know anything about electrical systems and stuff, but it's not at me and people who are knowledgeable about the field. Most guys are probably busy right now. I don't work in the electrical field anymore, but the knowledge hasn't left me. But I'd say this, right? When you read the stories about the tourists, et cetera, and the fallout in the hotel industry, it's very, very inglorious. And the truths need to be told, you know. I just don't know how we're going to make it, you know what I mean, Mr. Newey? And then, you know, the temperature in itself adds to the ambient sea, which increases automatically amperage because of the temperature of the air. That's all it means. So, you know, we're being duped left, right, and center, but, you know, I'm really concerned about the human fallout. I'm not going to worry about the ruling class and people who live in comfortable. My father had a generator, a Generac in the back of his house that could have run a couple houses and everything that he had. So he had a big, you know, not big, but it was, you know, had some things there. But the hurricane came, knocked the pear tree down. The pear tree was so big, the roots lifted the propane tank, broke the line. So he was in comfort at 1 minute, and all of a sudden he was in discomfort. So anything could happen to anybody, you know. But just all of this is just to remember God. And then, like Aaron didn't fully read my text, so I'll say it on air. So I was actually remembering the slave ship below deck, people defecating and urinating, chained down to one another in August, coming across the transatlantic transatlantic journey. Just think about that. Give thanks.
Some months ago, the minister responsible for BPL says BPL is ready for the summer. Say BPL is ready for the summer. I'm not sure if you remember that the minister responsible for BPL said that BPL is ready for this summer. Summer's here now. Then the minister not responsible for BPL said the country or BPL is at a state of collapse. Remember, now actually doing the contrast. The BPL minister said that BPL is ready for summer. Then a minister who's not responsible for BPL said that BPL is in a state of collapse. Then later on, the CEO of BPL said, expect more outages this summer. I'm not sure what the message they're trying to say to me, but I'm feeling the message. I am concerned. Let's read some of these texts. I see the phone line is up, running. Let me read some of these texts. to you. Say, you was always blue-black, my brother. No, I was light-skinned in school. But because of how hot it is, I am no longer light-skinned. So it's good morning, CA. But last year, leading up to the elections, the minister was bragging about how they fixed the power problem by putting in new infrastructure. And she ensured us that BPL was ready for the summer. So what the hell happened? Something happened, Texter. Something happened. So let's see what this text says. It says, it always appears to me that this deal focused too heavily on the amount of money they would make. The business plan they touted wasn't worth the paper it was written on because this catastrophic failure. I was shocked when folk started crowing about making $20 million in 6 months, rivaling total revenue for the entire prior year for this project. $20 million would be a drop in the bucket. They appeared to be completely out of their depth on what was required. I guess I have to investigate that text. Secondly, to make the profit announcement in 6 months was weird. This is a heavy upfront investment project in billions. Who would announce profit in 6 months? You still pumping in capital at the end of year two. But oh, that's right. Now, see, Texter, you start calling people name and thing. I can't read that text. Okay, let's go to the next text. Okay, this text says, he knows about carbon monoxide poisoning. Boy, what's the next thing? Says, Fred Mitchell, you're in charge. Fix it. Okay, this one text says, don't blame the ministers for having generators. They spent their money on what it is needed for their homes. And my light in my area was off from 8:15 p.m. last night until 10 a.m. when I left home this morning. But I have a generator. They failed to plan and plan to fail. They depending on progress slogans rather than doing what needs to be done for themselves. Text callers, I come to you right now. Let me just read this one now. It says, I'm with you, Nuri. That's an excellent survey to do. I'll bet all of them have either solar or generator. And this one says, BPL has been in a state of collapse. No, if, or perhaps. Good for progress, chaps. Let's go to the phone line. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. Sorry for the long wait. Go ahead, caller. Call you there? Let's move to the next one. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. You live?
Hey, CA, what's up, man?
Radio man. Just hot.
Oh.
Yeah, you live. Just hot.
Listen, I listen to Sparky, you know, making noise about the MPs and senators and permanent secretary. With, I mean, I don't know if it was you or Sparky with generator. You know, you can't blame people if they decide to make the sacrifices to make themselves and their comfortable and their family comfortable. Now,
mm-hmm.
I mean, if people don't have the means and the ability to make those sacrifices, you can't force the people who do. So I don't agree with that in that regard. And I listened to 52 in regards to these transformers, right? This whole incident we're going on right now in Nassau with these transformers is man-made and has to fall at the feet of the current administration because they are the people in charge. They are the government. They controlling this. Transformers is something that they need to be maintained. Mm-hmm. So all the transformers have to be maintained, has to be tested, has to be checked. And what you find in those oil, that should be the baseline for your preventative maintenance. The prime minister said that the transformer exploded because it ran out. Well, of course, the transformer will run out if it's overloaded. If the oil is not properly maintained, if the oil has moisture in it, if the coils in the generator is, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, the transformer could have run out, but it didn't run out because outside the temperature was hot. Because you got transformers in Vegas, you got transformers in Arizona, you got transformers in the Middle East in the desert. How come they don't blow up? So I find it strange that only at BPL that these strange occurrences happen. The generator gets struck twice. I never have a generator strike in the same place twice.
It jinxed. The generator jinxed.
All of these things are just man-made. It's just a lack of maintenance. And it has to fall at the feet of the current administration because they are the one and they are the one in charge. It's up to you to fix it.
Mm.
You're in charge. You can't go around. You ain't going to fix it by blaming somebody else.
I hear you. It's part of the growing pains.
It's part of the growing pains. That's what the prime minister said. Part of the growing pains. I'm not sure if you knew, but if you had to go away yesterday, there was long lines of passengers formed at the Bahamas Air check-in desk at Lyndon Pinellas Airport. I mean, the lines wrap around because it's light off. There's delays. And if you go into hotels now, especially at night, but now that we know that it's going to be blackout almost every night. Every night can be a blackout. You got to get used to it. The hotels pack of Bahamians. Bahamians booking in, trying to stay there, just be cool. They have their children them inside the lobby, sitting down, trying to get air conditioned, you know. They're stressing out staff. It's hot. It's just hot. Let's go to these phone lines. Guardian Radio AM.
Mr. Mary, how are you doing this morning?
I hot.
Me too. It was you sending a message for the 12 hour from 8 to 10.
My Lord.
The power being off.
I'm sorry for you hearing that from you. Go ahead.
My question to you is, and I asked this yesterday, but nobody could see an answer me on the radio yesterday. And back in when the FNM was in power, they bought a certain amount of generators, the LNG generators. They were sent down to Clifton Pier. And that helped alleviate the summer problem we were having with the current going off. Question now is, where are those same LNG generators? Because what is supposed to happen with LNG generators is it kicks off from gasoline into the LNG, more issue. So that would be alleviating the fact that the electricity will not be high, as well as we'd have generators when the current is off. Now a different administration came in, and automatically those generators disappeared. Where are those generators?
My response to you is we need better reporters now to remind us about these things, to remind the politicians, say, hey, remember this? What happening now? And you're absolutely correct. I remember this happening.
I heard this morning when Michael Pintard, his response back to the Fred Mitchell, when he was saying that the FNM had a resolution for power outages when they bought the generators. And I remember the 3 days when they take 3 days to get them from Awaki to Clifton Pier.
And the escort, and it's long hours of driving behind them.
And they raised hell, they complained, and they made noise. But guess what? In the long run, they had electricity throughout the summer, and the problem was solved. Now, all of a sudden, the generators are nowhere to be found. So someone needs to answer, and not just answer. If the PLP can't solve the BPL problem, and I heard what Joel said about Frankie Wilson, he shouldn't be opening his mouth because at the end of the day, he is one of the Sunshine Boys involved in the BPL project in the first place. So he can't open his mouth and say what should be happening. He is one of the persons in charge. But if you all see that situation where they got the generators back then worked, I mean, swallow your pride for the Bahamian people and say, let's try it again. Let's give it a try, even though it was a different administration. At the end of the day, you ain't looking out for your pride that you ain't getting it fixed right. You need to swallow your pride and do what needs to be done for the Bahamian people. And that's all I have to say to that.
I appreciate you. This text says the minister responsible for BLP only good at making TikTok videos and dancing. BPL is a serious portfolio, and her and her team have no idea what is happening with it. They sure in shade. I wonder if this would have impacted the election if the power outage was happening right before the general elections. Say, they want people to want me to say BPL phone number. What is BPL phone? Google that for me, please, Kermit. That how people call BPL and complain. Sometimes you just said bombard them with phone calls, you know. Bombard them. Say, when the light coming on? When the light coming on? When the light coming on? Let's go to the next caller. Guardian Radio AM. You're live, caller. Call you there? Let me press it. Call you there? No? No? Kermit? Call you there? I got to move to the next line. Call you there?
Mr. Nuri, somebody called in and texted about carbon dioxide poisoning. Let them know that I was outside in my yard. I was not in a driveway. I went to the government high. I studied biology. I know about carbon dioxide poisoning. I'm 75 years old. I am not stupid. And if they want to know about carbon dioxide poisoning, when they're on those long traffic lines, what is coming out of the backside of the muffler of those cars in the front of you? what blowing up in your nose and being pulled into your car by your air conditioner. If you want no but carbon dioxide poisoning, sit on the traffic line for 15 to an hour with nothing but carbon dioxide blowing in your face. Okay, have a good day.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's move to the next caller. Guided Radio AM, you live.
CNA.
Hey, man, radio.
Boy, listen. I, you know, one thing I must say that Henry Bostwick Jr. made a recommendation some years ago. Mm-hmm. We need to think that, not think about it, we need to actually do it. We need a floating barge with electricity capacity to be in the harbor downtown that can literally deal with this whole, the entire island until we have this matter rectified. Mm. Because what I saw at that plant, listen, we in real problem. Not some problem. We in serious trouble because right now you have countries fighting war, like Iran. They've been being bombed and they still have electricity. We live in a civilized, supposed to be a civilized country. And we don't have electricity. And the, a tourist destination, are you serious, in this country? The money would they take to go buy fuel for BBL for the next 6 months, we can have a barge station in downtown Nassau that would also be able to assist, the, so they can turn off their end while in port. This, we listen, man, where there's no vision, people perish, okay? And that, I, that right there is a stopgap measure to see if we can transform. You're talking about LNG. That ain't happening overnight. Maybe a 6-7 month progress process down the road. Mm. So what can happen in the next couple of weeks? What can happen with our tourists? You can understand this affect every behavior.
They can sweat with us. The tourists can learn how to sweat.
Really? You think somebody coming here to pay thousands of dollars to live under these conditions?
You think only me one's supposed to sweat?
Huh? You think, think about this.
You think only I supposed to sweat? They're all supposed to sweat.
I'm appalled the fact that I have to leave my home, like yourself. I don't know with you. I leave at home. I go at home, I turn on my AC, I go on the road. Mm. Because I can't deal with that. It's crazy, man. This is unacceptable. What the Prime Minister do now is to call an emergency meeting, convene Parliament and tell us how this matter can be resolved, because I've given a key solution now. This matter has to be resolved quickly.
I appreciate and I feel your passion. Is Nassau safe in blackout? I mean, if everything black, are we safe as citizens? Or this is the time where the police need to come and say, hey, you need to stay inside. You can't be in your car at night with your air conditioner on. You're at risk. You're risking yourself. You stay inside and sweat with your house locked up because it's not safe outside. You can't go on the beach and say you can sleep by the beach because it's not safe. This is a time that the police need to do more patrols in the dark. Something. So they need to have a contingency plan to tell us what we should be doing if lights is out for 8 hours every night. The whole New Providence out. There's no conclave that you can go. No? No oasis at all. What happened to the small motels and hotels? What do you tell the guests there? Do they get automatic 15%, 20% discount? Right? Because it hot. 8 hours, you can say, hey, you can be 8 hours, you can be sweating. You know? Let's go to the phone calls. Guardian Radio AM, you live.
Ed Goldman, hey, student. I think he's mixing up carbon monoxide with carbon dioxide. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they taught him that at Goldman, hey. But it's not safe to be sitting in a vehicle and there's no airflow in the atmosphere because the manifold actually starts from the engine and goes all the way back through the catalytic converter at the end. And there's small seepage of carbon monoxide that could be getting into your vehicle while you are asleep. And you may never wake up if you have a faulty flow with your system. But that's all right. Let him continue doing that because he seems to be on that path to see his maker real soon. Sounds like a fool to me. But listen, those Wärtsilä generators, they were tri-fuel and they were more efficient. But you see, we like this stop, review, and cancel. And I'm pretty sure if they are in use, we could have been using LNG now. But we don't want to be using LNG now because the powers to be are not bringing in LNG now. at that level. They're bringing in this bunker, I think. So we've been controlled by persons who want to just keep us in this quagmire, all right? And that thanks be to God that we are smart enough to know how to use a vehicle alternator to feed our inverter so that we can actually power our cells at home for our solar system when the sun is not shining. Some of us smart enough to do that, Mr. Monoxide. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks very much. This article says Prime Minister Philip Davis defended his administration's handling of electricity crisis, insisting yesterday's island-wide blackout was caused by factors beyond the government's control, warning Bahamians that further disruption could occur as power system is overhauled. Expect there to be more blackouts, the Prime Minister suggested. The BPL CEO is saying expect there to be more blackouts. Minister is saying expect there to be more blackouts. It's going to be a hot summer. You need to find a contingency plan. You need to find a plan. What is your plan during the eight-hour blackouts that will be happening during the summer? What are you doing for the tourists? We might need to have some place where we give out ice. Just give out free ice. What about Fort Charlotte? Can Fort Charlotte, a member of Parliament, give out free ice for the entire area? Just ice. Let at least keep the milk cool. You know, people had to throw away their milk because they buy milk yesterday and the electricity is off for 8 hours. We're going to be back. I'm just going to take a quick commercial break. We can read some text. I see you, callers. You don't got to go no place, no. Right after commercial break, I'm going to come to you and let you talk. We'll be right back.
Vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply.
We're going to give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Fenty Pond, Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Fenty Pond, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Fenty Pond. Island Game, we got you. Percy Fenton Pond. From the friends you can trust, if winning is a must, go play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Headed to South Florida soon? Holiday Inn Express in Plantation welcomes you to the heartbeat of Florida fun. Whether it's business or pleasure, the Holiday Inn Express is close to sensational shopping, captivating dining, and nightlife. Elevate your Florida experience. Sleep well and rest easy at Holiday Inn Express. Complimentary breakfast buffet featuring seasonal favorites. Keep up your fitness routine in our 24-hour on-site fitness center with cardio equipment and free weights, or take a refreshing swim in our outdoor pool. Your special Bahamas tourist rate awaits. Holiday Inn Express, 1701 North University Drive, in Plantation. Book your getaway now. Call directly at 954-472-5600 or the sales department for reservations and additional information.
Attention Island Game players. Percy's pension plan is now accepting applications. Deposit $25 and you are officially in the running for a weekly salary of up to $1,000 a week for a full year. Applications close September 8th. Apply now at theislandgame.com. This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. All you can simply say, if you don't have an account, you can't win the $1,000 per week. You just need to just go to islandgame.com and put your $25 there, and you're eligible to win. That's what I can say. Either that, or you come down to Guardian Radio, I mean, it's Guardian Media Group, and get to a newspaper, you purchase a newspaper, and you drop your application form in that box, and you have a chance to go away. You have a chance to get a vacation, everything paid, and luggage, you know? I just saw a headline. Let me go see if I can find this headline. Okay, the caller called back. It says, let me read this. The headline read, Minister, this is July 13, 2026. Minister says upgrades to T&D systems should be done by next month. That was July. So by August of next month, the T&D system should be done. And now I have to ask, what about the solar LNG microgrids that is supposed to be complete by 2026? Is that a part of everything being done? Or everything is going to be done like pieces? And that up to 2028, 2029, we're still working on the overhauling of what is the problem we'll be having with electricity. I don't know what exactly is happening. Let's go to these phone calls. Garden Radio AM, you're live. You're live, caller. Go ahead, caller. Caller, I can hear you.
Hello.
Hello, you live?
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, Brother Nuri.
How you doing?
Hey, pretty good, man.
Ask me how I doing. Ask me how I doing.
I would take it that you're hot.
I hot,
man. I hot.
Yeah, listen, man. I'm trying to understand, right? For example, when majority of Bahamians was home during the pandemic, it was hot then. Was non-issue. There was no issue with power cutting off in the frequency during the pandemic. And just about everybody and the grandma was home. And today, we don't have the same scenario, but we are cutting off every other day. When we got, weren't we running efficiently? Our light bills were lower, and basically, our power was stabilized. Now, we have inefficient power, excessive light bills, and nobody's really speaking to it, other than just saying, we had a fault. Yeah, the fault is the decision makers. The fault is those who have created this problem. And here's the other side of the problem. The same investors and all this other stuff that are benefiting on the backs of the Bahamian people are making additional investments that seem to will tie the Bahamian people to another round of scenarios like this for the foreseeable future. Where do we go for relief?
I don't know. My suggestion is the MPs need to give everybody ice. I hear you, though, caller. I hear you. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, it's a rough one, brother.
It can be a hot summer.
Yeah. What Brother Miller say? You can sweat?
You can sweat. You brace yourself. Thanks, you can sweat. It's so hot.
Yeah,
it's not even good to go on the beach. That's how hot it is. Before you can say, okay, go on the beach. You know, no, it's hot. Right? This text says, hello, Mr. Nuri. The transformer burned up because there was a fault in underground cable. That's what caused the fire. It says, what the caller said isn't totally correct. There were outages. Do you recall Bannister telling us we never had it so good? There were two problems with those Wärtsilä generators. One on the cooling system wasn't correctly configured, and the proper storage location for the generator wasn't planned. So that's what that text says. So CA, what about the hedging fund? What the PLP screw up? That's what that text says. This says, good morning. The Ministry of Health should be giving out tablets at the clinic or advising persons how to make ORS to prevent heat strokes, especially with the elderly and young people. Now we are having these extended blackouts. I hear there's no mention about what we're doing with the elderly and sickly children. It says, time to fuel have nothing to do with the reliability of generation. Last text says, why the MP not offering cooling systems or cooling centers? Yep, see, we need to start pressuring that. Well, we have so much more text. We need to start pressuring these MPs. I'm just waiting for the press statement from Cindy Patrice Daxon. Any minute now, she can start saying some things. From Junson Almost Pension Plan, begging to disassociation. When could good can be collectively done? Teachers, nurses, etc. Wash my hands of disassociate from disassociating. Why didn't Pia defend JoBet instead of offering her? She needs to apologize publicly today, this text says. Good afternoon. What happened to the BPL Wärtsilä diesel engines? Most large ship its engines of choice. Okay, that's all the text. I had to run through everything, try to get everything out. This is the end of the show. It's 12:02. Guardian Radio AM. Monday's holiday. I won't be here. I'm going to be celebrating being free.
As a free black man, that means I don't eat no sauce. Bye, Grown Up Nuri. That's a good book, by the way. Bye, Grown Up Nuri. It explains why I don't eat sauce in general. But I see you on Tuesday. I see you on Tuesday, and hopefully you don't sweat too much this weekend. Because this weekend could be hot. Expect it to be hot. Anyway, have a wonderful day.
Let me switch guns. Feel the fire in the wire. Let me take you higher. This is my favorite part right here. Don't worry about this song, because that's the best part. He'll always make you pitch every time he starts. Just keep him on standby, ready to kick in. Cause when your man see you smiling, he'll wonder where you've been. Get a backup generator, something on the side.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.